WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Back in the chair again. This is the Voice Mobile, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Been dealing with a bunch of sinus stuff. I'm going to see the sinus surgeon tomorrow morning. I had this whole wonderful sinus surgery at the end of June, and about a month and a half ago, I got a sinus infection, and it's still lingering. So if I sound a little froggy, I am. I am indeed. So just to let you know that, that's interesting. Okay. Why isn't this showing me what I want? Not sure. There we go. Okay, that's good. So a notice in today's Tufts Daily that might interest some of you out there. The Tufts Dining is hiring students, workers in all units, starting at $11 per hour. They are the largest student employer on campus. They have a variety of positions in our many units, helping out in catering, any one of our coffee houses, and our retail and residential operations. You do not need work study to work, and we will train you if you do not have the experience in food service. Some of our positions fill quickly, so if you have an interest, please contact Anthony, Tufts Dining Student Coordinator, and they have his email. Let's see if I can read that. Anthony Mahoney _ Pacheco, Pacheco, at tufts.edu. Or, you know, you can pick up today's Tufts Daily, and you can see information on that. Also, I see that ResLife is looking to fill a vacant area residence director position. So they have all the information about that in there. Okay, so the other important thing is that for those of us in the Jewish community, we're getting ready to observe Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. That comes in on October 2nd. And the week before will be special prayers called Slichos, the Saturday night prior. And so we've got about a week and a half before Slichos and a couple of weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So it's the time now to, you know, start examining your life, your decisions, your goals, and your relationships, and getting ready for the head of the year. It's considered the birthday of the world. There you have it. Well, I have a lot of wonderful new music to share with you. I work with a number of PR folks, so we're just gonna play them. This first one, it's called Sentimental You. Great photo on the there's a guy on a kind of rocky beach. Actually, it almost looks like it could be Mars. And he's laying on his back, and he's got his knees up and his hands, and he's holding what looks like a huge pumice stone or rock. It's very strange. So I don't know. I have to read more about this particular guy. And so I get my glasses on. Well, I'm going to play it, and then we'll see what we have here.
Thank you.
Well, very atmospheric at the end there. That was Bespoke and Not Spoken. The Mark Dresser 7 explores new compositions on Sentimental You. And I've spelled it wrong. I've got it with a T and it's with a D. Sentimental. Okay, I like that. Let's see if I can correct that. So what I'm doing is that, unless they made a mistake, let me look at the CD. No, it is Sentimental. Sed. No N in there either. Sentimental You. I'm glad I looked at that. Okay, so talking about sediment. you can go to WMFO.org, and there on the website, there is a place called Schedule. And if you go to Schedule, you can find Wednesday, 3 to 5, the voicemobile. And then there's a place for a list of what I'm playing, which I type in. And it also shows you where you can get the music, usually. And also, you can see the show is archived. That means that if you can't hear it right now, or if you want other people to hear it, they can go to that same place and then click on the archive, as long as you have the date that you want. So, and I think that those archives are working. Sometimes they're not. So, it says that Mark Dresser makes music in a vast variety of settings and contexts, but the dauntingly prolific bassist always seeks to create space for the unpredictable play between form and freedom. On his new album, Sentimental You, slated for release on Clean Feed in early November, so you're getting to hear it way before it's released, he's assembled an astonishingly creative cast that embraces the intuitive and emotionally charged nature of his improvisational imperative. Right. Riveting, playful, sounds like my cat, and often revelatory, his compositions emerge, shifting matrix of specific musical personalities. This is very deep. And the often dismaying swirl of current events. That I understand. So he's got a gifted septet and veterans from both East and West Coast scenes. And interesting. Builds directly on orchestrational concepts. He's been exploring in small assemblies and relationships he's honed via telematic connections. What that means is that it enables musicians in different locations to perform live in real time via high-speed, high-bandwidth links. Cool. So none of the music is programmatic, but the porous nature of the compositions means that the world's joys and woes seep in. Goes on. It's pretty interesting. So says the album's wild card is violinist David Morales Boroff, the youngest player on the project. In a serendipitous connection, he's the son of esteemed folk guitarist Phil Boroff, who happened to give Dresser's mother guitar lessons back in the 1970s. David's got a freaky ear, Dresser says. I'd give him one of my tunes, and he'd be at the piano reharmonizing it. He has a beautiful violin sound and a soulful lyricism that belies his age. So we heard the opening cut, Hobby Lobby Horse, a tricky tune built from bass line up with a derisive hitch in the groove. The title track slyly refers to the 1932 Tommy Dorsey hit, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Drawing on the cadences of the original, he recalibrated the harmony to evoke its sound and mood. The heart of the album is Will Weil for Russell Rudd, a startlingly tender piece that Dresser conceived with a trombone legend and frequent collaborator in mind. He first played the tune in a trio with White and drummer Kjell Nordensen, but this extended version brings out everyone's sumptuous lyricism, particularly when Mitchell's throaty alto flute winds around Eric's woody bass clarinet. It's an incantation of sorts for Roswell, Dresser says. It's very interesting. The liner notes that they sent are pretty interesting. So we haven't even scratched the surface on all of this, but I'll read other parts when I play other selections. So that's very, very cool music. I really like that. Okay, so next, I just wanted to tell you, I mentioned Slichos. The date of Slichos is September 25th. So that's a midnight service. And I don't know what they do here at the Tufts Hillel, but I'm sure there'll be some announcements closer to the time.
Early morning light, crystal bright, filling the leafy avenue. As the sun is breaking through, suddenly everything's alive in the singing air. Time to stop and stare, live the precious day until it's gone. Now you hear the song, loud and strong, echo the pealing of the bell. As a human spirit swells, you can just feel your heart take wing like a waiting bird. Sounds you've never heard, let the song of life play on and on. Music that the earth makes, capturing a meaning, heart songs beating, giving you a glimpse of what's beyond. Giving you a glimpse of what's beyond. Early morning light, crystal bright, filling the leafy avenue. As the sun is breaking through, suddenly everything's alive in the singing air. Time to stop and stare, live the precious day until it's gone.
Okay, this is another new CD here in my collection. This is Scott Morgan, and its CD is called Songs of Life. It's his debut recording. Introduces the vocals of a singer new to the jazz scene, but who's been deeply involved in music his entire life. He lives in New York City since 2001, and apparently David Adju, music critic for the New Republic, says Scott Morgan's singing is warm and loose. He has taste, heart, and musical intelligence. Multiple Grammy winner and founding singer of the Manhattan Transfer, Janice Siegel says Scott Morgan's voice wafts gently through your ears and heads straight to your heart. He's from Sarasota, Florida, originally, and his musical roots were in musical theater, playing both piano in the pit and performing on the stage. He got a music degree and years of playing and singing, and he took a 15-year hiatus to pursue a successful career in technology. Work-related relocation to New York revealed what he had been missing, and Morgan decided to get back into the music scene. Wow, never too late. Through his time in the jazz genre, Songs of Life is the result of years of performing and improving his craft. Really very beautiful. We'll be hearing other tunes from this, I'm sure. He's with Carry On Productions, and very nice. I like his voice a lot, so it's very fun hearing all these new things. So we have another new artist also with her debut album. It's WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. I'm your host, the voice of Joyce. Oh dear, this is called the Voicemobile. And actually, why don't I just share with you, well, I'll do that in a little bit. Trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you. Probably not. That's good.
Start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. 'Cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by. Walk on by. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. Start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by. don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down or cry. Walk on. Just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. Walk on by. Walk on by. You gave me when you said goodbye.
madre. Thank you.
do what I'm doing here. All right, we've just heard some incredibly wonderful music. I just didn't get all these in as we were hearing. That was the Gershevich Trio. And the disc is called The Algorithmic Society. It's on the Tapestry label. I forgot to put a capital on that T. Let's see if I can correct that. Typing is not my forte. Oh, for some reason it just won't allow the T to become capitalized. I don't know why. Come on. It's supposed to be a capital T here. Oh. Let's see. No, it's not allowing me to do that. All right, so it's not my bad spelling. And so this is beautiful. Let me tell you something about this. This is this was released on Tapestry Records August 19th. It features 12-year-old drummer Alex Gershevich with legendary bassist Eddie Gomez and veteran pianist Vlad Gershevich. So this is very cool. Debut recording from the Gershevich Trio, three generations of musicians, 12-year-old drum prodigy Alex Gershevich, his father, veteran pianist Vlad Gershevich, and legendary bassist Eddie Gomez. The music is augmented by a string section on several tracks, and on Healing the Chaos, which we just heard, Roni Barak plays darbuka, rig, and dal, adding a Middle Eastern flair. Fantastic. Well, I'll be playing more of that for sure. So that was the last thing that we heard. Let me go back from there. We had Millie Bermeo and Dan Greenspan. And that was recorded live. The CD is called Arte del Duo. And the song was Les Orillas del Mar. And that was recorded at the Fraser Performance Studio, WGBH Boston. That was in the spring of this year. And Dan Greenspan is on the double bass and Millie Bermeo on voice. Let's see what we have on here. Heralded voice-based partnership delivers program with a focus on musical purity and universal fellowship in their first recording without other accompanists in 20 years. Where jazz meets Latin with elegance and soul. That's a quote from the Boston Globe. Now, there will be CD release concerts October 23rd and December 13th at the Lily Pad in Cambridge. And that's a nice little venue. And October 19th at Arsenal Arts Center in Watertown. And October 29th at Dance Hall in Kittery, Maine. And they'll be performing September 23rd at the Beantown Jazz Festival. So lots of opportunities to hear them. I'll have more on this when we play selections from it. So let's see. Sari Kessler. The CD is called Do Right. And we listened to Walk On By. This is a tune by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And very interesting story here. She, this is her debut album, and says, where did I see what I wanted to share with you? It's in the, on the CD itself, and I'll need my glasses. Here we go. Should probably get, between not being able to breathe and not being able to see. and the big news, well, I'll save that for a minute. Okay, so she is a clinical psychologist, marathon runner, and mother of three who decides to follow a lifelong musical calling, leaving her practice to become a jazz singer. Wow. More importantly, Do Right is a soulful music adventure, an appealing reimagining of great American songbook repertoire, and an exciting recording, at the heart of which lies a natural storyteller and a new voice in jazz. Terrific. Very, very nice. That liner notes by Kate McGarry. And, well, I'll be filling in more information about all of these folks. I can say that Nadja Nordhaus is playing trumpet and flugelhorn. We heard her. So very, very nice new music here to the voicemobile. And we'll get some of this entered into our automated system as well, so that other DJs have access to it. So I think I'm going to play one more of the new material that I got. Oops, put that away without putting the CD back in it. That's a no-no. And this one is called Quiet Spaces. And if I can get it, sometimes it's hard to get these out of their packaging. Oops, here we go. So I just learned, because I didn't attend the meeting, that we are in a fundraising mode here at WMFO, and we welcome your contributions. Now you can, there's probably going to be an online link, I don't have that right now, but you could actually mail it to us. And where is the mailing address here at the studio? Of course I don't see that anywhere. Well, I'll have to get that information for you next week. But if you go, the website is going to be updated in the next couple of days. So if you go to WMFO.org, there will be, I'm sure, a link for online donations. And that would be fantastic. Now, when you donate, if you're supporting, like, for example, if you're supporting my show, you need to indicate that. Otherwise, we don't get credit for it. And of course, we're all trying to raise money. So please do consider making some kind of donation for keeping this kind of wonderful freeform programming on the air. Okay, so let's see what I want to play off of this new CD. Me versus Me. I like the title. That's great. All right, here we go. Thank you.